This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Well, hello, Australia. Welcome to My Millennial Money. I'm Glenn James. Thanks for joining us as we've been on tour. As you're hearing this, if you hear it live, we're currently on tour and we're having such a great time. And we actually can't do this tour without help from quality event partners. And one of those partners is Bricklet. Now, this episode, it is brought to you by Bricklet as part of the tour. And I've got with me the CEO of Bricklet, Darren Younger. Darren, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
No, that's fine. Now, we did have a yarn a couple of years ago, I think now, maybe.
Yeah, it was a while back.
Yeah. I think when we announced the tour, our paths crossed and it was a good fit. And it's just been great. And for me, the whole Bricklet thing, because it is such a prop tech, you know, property technology for those who are new to this world, it is such a prop tech game changer. It's sometimes been really hard to explain how it works. And I've kind of been saying on tour that, you know, back in the old days when there was horse and cart, if someone was like, oh, I've got this car and it goes really fast and you just hop in it and it's easy, it's really hard to understand because it's not in everyone's day-to-day life. So you've almost got the next thing. Like, we're all in horse and carts over here and you've rocked up in some old car.
That's right. I mean, I think of it the same way, right? It's kind of like, you know, I guess a different analogy that I use is, you know, it's like when Uber first came out, you know, and getting into a stranger's car was really weird for a lot of people. And now it's, you know, it's everyday life. And so, you know, it's that kind of, I guess that same evolution where, you know, up until now, people, the only real option to buy property was to buy a full property. Yeah. And now you can actually buy smaller pieces. So, you know, being able to buy fragments of property for $20,000 is such a new concept that, you know, we often get, you know, asked around, you know, is this actually legit? Is it real? Mm-hmm. You know, and so, you know, we're doing a lot of education in the market at the moment to help people understand that, yeah, it's real. And, you know, there are a lot of people that are getting on the property ladder for the first time, and we've got some amazing, you know, user stories from people that we're helping. So it's been, you know, a great journey.
So you and your team obviously founded Bricklet. Just tell us what led you to do that.
Yeah, it was really just looking at, you know, one of those big challenges in the market at the moment, which is housing affordability, you know, like, so, you know, property prices just continue to go up and up, and, you know, especially in the last 6 months, this has gone absolutely crazy. Mm. And, you know, how do we help address this, you know, and I guess, you know, from a few of us, I mean, my oldest daughter's about to turn 21 and just kind of, you know, you look at them and you kind of think, well, you know, how are they ever going to get on the property market, especially in Sydney? And, you know, it's a really big challenge. And so looking at how could we help solve that problem, and then working with some players in the industry to see if it was worth solving. And, you know, so talking to Mervac and Stockland, they both were very excited with the project when we first kicked it off, you know, for the same reason, is that they can see property prices going up and, you know, there's a whole new market opportunity out there for people, you know, if they could buy it in smaller pieces.
Mm. Because a lot of people genuinely get confused and they talk about competitors, for example. And one of the names that we hear out there is, oh, it's just like Brick X. Now, before you jump over here and strangle me for talking about the competitor, I don't think they're a competitor, because if you actually understand, Brick X is a managed fund that invests in property.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, Brick X, and there's many others, you know, like that. So, where, you know, effectively it's a financial product. So, yeah. you're investing into, or you're buying shares in an entity that owns property, as opposed to actually buying property. I think that's the fundamental difference with Bricklet. When you buy, when you go on the marketplace and you buy a fragment or a Bricklet, then you're actually on title. Mm. So, all those, you know, you actually own that piece of property.
Now, this wasn't possible 10 years ago, was it?
No, it wasn't possible. And I think one of the big game changers when it comes to, you know, property technology has been the e-conveyancing sector as well. So, you know, companies like Pexa that came about just to really make this the whole process a lot easier and automated as well. So it's the evolution. It's kind of like, you know, you talked about the, you know, having the new car. Well, you know, if glass wasn't invented, it'd be hard to have a car, right? So it's all these things that kind of, you know, that are, you know, the I guess the building blocks to help enable these things.
So Pexa, for example, that's a computer system that essentially allocates the title exchange on a property. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's basically a platform that all the conveyancers around Australia use to update the land title.
Yeah. So for example, if I went and purchased a property, you know, everyday garden variety property in suburbia, it'd be Glenn James is buying this property through the conveyancer and the system. They would put it through Pexa and they would say, yes, Glenn James now owns this property, update the records with the council or whoever owns the who has the title information.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's the land titles office. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Yep. There we go, we got there. So it's all digital now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what does Bricklet do and how does it fit in with this digital system?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately Bricklet is a marketplace for buying and selling the property fragment. So in the same way that you just described about buying a property, you go onto the Bricklet platform and you buy a property fragment, right? So really simply that just means once you've bought it, we go and do the update of the title on your behalf.
Right, right. So, okay, this is cool. So you're really property agnostic to a point?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, you know, it's just a platform, it's a marketplace. Yeah. You know, so the properties that come on by the vendors, whoever's actually selling those properties, and then and they're broken up into the smaller pieces. So effectively, you know, they're not selling a property, they're selling the property fragment. So in the same way when a developer builds, let's say you build an apartment block of 20 apartments, you've now got 20 apartments to sell, not one building.
Yes.
You know, so it's the same. It's like instead of selling one property, you're now selling 20 Bricklets.
So for example, if there was a property worth $1.5 million, okay, so if I get my trusty calculator divided by, and I'll just do 25,000, that's 60, okay? So 25,000 times 60 is 1.5 million.
Yep.
Are we saying some of the properties that are on the Bricklet platform, there could be 60 individual owners of that property?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right. And then they'd all be on the title.
Right. And so I think it's important to understand, and I think the apartment analogy is good. So if there's a building with 60 apartments, there'd be 60 people who decide what happens, you know, with the strata meeting and all that.
Yeah.
With the Bricklet property, is there a mini strata thing that you guys do?
It's basically, I mean, everyone is their own owner of their Bricklet or their fragment, right? So, but they all effectively co-own the property.
Right.
So yeah, it is kind of like that. And we have a portal that enables them to communicate to each other if they want to have a vote or do something. And obviously you get the choice to be a passive investor. So you don't have to have those discussions, but you are quite welcome to, obviously.
So as if we drill down on that analogy, if one of the properties is an apartment in Adelaide, for example, and there's 30 people who own this apartment and there's a tenant in there that's paying rent and then there's a strata meeting, does that property with Bricklet, does Bricklet arrange and send a representative to that strata meeting and then say, look, they want to vote if there's a new gate at the driveway?
Good what question.
You know, as a collective of 30 of us or whatever, do we want the gate or not? Yes, we do. Then for that apartment here, we go to the strata meeting. Is there a representative? How does that work?
Yeah, it's taking it to another level, but how it ultimately works.
You're welcome, and you agreed to this. So
ultimately, every property has a property manager.
Right.
So no different if you own it in whole.
Right.
It would be the property manager that would probably attend that meeting. If there was something that, you know, was to be decided, then, you know, it can go back to the owners and they can all vote on what they think should be the right thing, or they can, you know, just leave it up to the property manager.
Yeah, okay. So within that, if there's a house or an apartment and there's 40 owners, what would the average ownership pool be?
It's usually, I mean, when you think about the Bricklet price, it's usually around $20,000 to $25,000, you know, so it really comes down to, you know, what the prices are. I mean, the average on the platform's around that kind of $600,000 mark, I guess you could say. So if you think about 30 Bricklets, 20 to 30 Bricklets per property.
Okay. So for example, on your tax return, because you actually are on title as one of the owners.
Yeah.
So on your tax return, well, my one, one of my investment properties, on the property schedule at the back, it says Glenn James, the address, and here's my ownership.
Yep.
Now, if you own the property with a second person as an investment property, say tenants in common,
yep,
it would say, you know, 50-50 share or whatever.
Yep.
On the tax return for the people who own a bricklet, would it say 1/40th?
Yeah, absolutely. It's exactly the same. In fact, right, it uses tenants in common. So that's actually what you own.
Right, right. Okay, so that's good. So if I own a bricklet of $25,000 in the one property and I die, my estate has to sell that bricklet.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
How do we sell a bricklet if we want to get out?
Yeah, again, it's just on the online marketplace. Right. So you go onto the online marketplace and put it up for sale.
Mm. And then there could be someone who wants to buy a bricklet.
Yep.
And you could be buying a bricklet off somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you could be buying a bricklet for a new build that you guys are doing.
Yeah, which is ultimately the same, right? So whether you're buying it brand new, you're still buying it off someone, just happens to be the developer or the yep. vendor, as opposed to someone who's previously bought it.
Yeah. And is the so the platform, can anyone go to your website and get access to the platform or have a look, or do they have to kind of talk with one of your bricklet specialists and just go, look, do you want to, you know, are you interested? And then they buy, then they get access to the platform. How do you guys do that?
Yeah, well, there's two parts to it. I mean, anyone can log on to the platform. Just go to bricklet.com.au. Anyone can log on there and create their own user account. And then also we have the bricklet specialist. So that's a team, you know, within Bricklet that helps people, you know, build their portfolio, and they, you know, they're there to help people all the way along.
Do you give property advice to people?
So the Bricklet specialists are trained, they're real estate licensed,
right,
so they can actually give that advice, and they right. can actually help you understand, you know, what is it that you're trying to achieve, you know, what's the best portfolio, you know, like it's not just about buying, you know, Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, but it might be certain, you know, a certain type of, you know, property that would suit your requirements better.
Yeah, and a lot of people think when they hear Bricklet, particularly if you've listened to the podcast or been with us on tour, that it's just maybe apartments. You've got some freehold properties, and for those that don't know that term, freehold basically means it's a house on a title. It's not a strata property. It's not a Torrens title. It's just a house on a block.
Yeah, correct. And we'll have more and more of that coming up in the near future as well. We've got some good ones in the pipeline that are coming up on the south coast of Sydney at the moment, and some other ones that that'll be coming up. But yeah, we want to get more and more diverse around the different types of properties as well.
Because I know you emailed me the other week. You're like, you want to buy this bricklet because you had one left. And I'm like, oh, if Glenn James goes to the grave without buying another strata property, I'll be a happy camper. But it does go to strategy though, doesn't it? Because I believe whether it is Bricklet, whether it is Open Trader, whether it is, you know, Vanguard or BetaShares or BlackRock, it goes back to what's your strategy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then how do we execute that?
Yeah.
So for me, when you said, Glenn, do you want to buy a Bricklet? I'm like, yes, but another strata property in my freaking strategy is going to kill me.
Yeah.
Like
yep.
I just need to, I'm done with it because I've got my home and I invest in property, and my next kind of property thing, I do want it to be freehold.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So Darren, if, for example, I buy Bricklet and there's 30 other people that own a Bricklet,
yep.
in that property.
Yep.
What if there is somebody, a developer that comes along, it's a freehold property, and someone comes along and says, oh, that house there, I want to buy it, and then knock out these three blocks and build a big thing or whatever like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if someone looks up the title at the land titles office and sees 60 people.
yeah.
Who do they know to contact, or do they know it's a Bricklet property? Or
they may or may not know, because I mean, Bricklet won't be listed on the title itself, only the people that own it.
Yeah.
So,
because I'm going somewhere with this as
well. Yeah. So if they did know it was a Bricklet, you know, those owners were through the Bricklet platform, then they could, you know, come onto the platform and check it out.
Yeah. So if they reached out to one of those people and said, "Oh, we want to buy your property," but there's 30 of you or 40 of you who own this.
Yeah.
Like, does the Bricklet property manager then say, for whatever reason, hey guys, we've got an offer to sell this whole thing? Or
yeah, I mean, that can always happen. I mean, you know, if all the Bricklet owners decide to sell and that person that owns all the Bricklets then wants to take it off the platform, they can absolutely, because they own 100% of it. So, yeah. You know, it's easily done in that
so
way.
So effectively, if someone wanted to buy that property, they would buy the 60 Bricklets.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's no different to, you know, there are property developers out there that do exactly that for apartment blocks. You know, they see an old apartment block, they will, you know, contact the strata, find a way to contact all the people and see if they, see if they can buy all the apartments and then knock it down and rebuild something brand new.
Yeah, okay. Now, what happens, you know, you're a nice guy, you know.
Thanks.
You know, you're not getting out of here alive. I'm not getting out of here alive. What happens if you check out?
Yep.
And I know the answer to that. There's a whole team. But what happens if Bricklet goes under? What happens if you say something on this podcast right now that's so scandalous that Bricklet gets sued?
Yeah,
and
I think
then they go bankrupt.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if Bricklet disappeared itself as an entity, then I mean, the good thing is for the people that own the Bricklets is they actually own the property, right? So nothing will change there. The only difference would be is that you're a co-owner with 30 people with no platform to help you make it easy, and so therefore you'd have to all get together and sell the property or do what you want to do with it.
Yeah, so
but you still own the asset.
That's right. And I guess going back to the tax return thing, obviously Bricklet would have a small charge to the property manager to manage the property.
Yeah, correct.
Yep.
Yep.
How much?
1% of the rent.
Okay. Which is pretty standard in terms of property manager.
Yeah.
Do they organise a tenant?
Yeah, so they manage everything.
Oh,
for the
so
property.
They're
literally the property manager.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought maybe the Bricklet person would then go to another real estate agent and say, we've got a property here, but they're actually the property manager.
Yeah, yeah. That might actually sound confusing because the 1% fee is for the platform, not for the property management.
Right. So is there another fee?
Normally when you own a property, it would be 3 or 4%. Of the rent would be paid to the property manager. So we take 1%.
3 or 4%?
Yeah.
I pay mine 0.88.
Really?
Yeah, well, I'm not freaking dicking around over here.
Wow, that's pretty good. I mean, in Queensland, it goes to 5 and 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, I'm a dickhead. I pay, I think, 8.8%.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah. I'm used to in financial planning world, like
8.8.
I'm thinking 0.88.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm paying 1%. That.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's cool. Okay, so there's the property manager fees 1%.
No, so that's what I'm saying. It might be confusing because we charge the property manager to use the platform that 1%. So it's not really a fee. So like if, say your example of 8.8%, right, they would pay us 1%. So their net would actually be 7.8%.
Right. Okay. So I'm just trying to real talk this.
So it doesn't really kind of – I think it'll just confuse.
We'll go there anyway. So if I own a Bricklet, and also everyone, I just want you to know, Darren's just rocked up, sat on this lounge, and – you didn't even know what I'm going to throw at him. So this is why, we're just going there because I wanted this to be as transparent as possible.
Yeah, sure.
So if I buy Bricklet for 25 grand, on my tax return, I'll get, say, 1/30th of the rent.
Yep.
I'll get 1/30th of the rates.
Yep. All the expenses.
Yep. 1/30th of the insurance. I'll get 1/30th of the water bill, all that stuff.
Yep.
But I'll also have to pay 1/30th of the property management fee.
Yep.
Which is 7.7%.
Which could be anywhere from 3% to 9%. I mean,
it depends on
the property manager.
Yeah, okay, okay, cool. Because the Bricklet platform has properties all over Australia.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, we got there. So I guess all that to say, it's legitimate.
Yep.
And actually, I don't know if I told you, Darren, but someone in the Facebook group put, if I buy a Bricklet, I'm being dramatic, sorry if I'm insulting you. If I buy a Bricklet, will it affect my first homeowner grant? And I said, yeah, because it's an investment property and it's you go on title, so you're already a property owner.
Yep.
And she went, oh, that's good because it means it's legit. And I'm like, yes, I don't like to get things that aren't legit that I know about anyway onto the podcast.
Yeah.
So this is legit as it gets, and it's new prop tech.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, as a testament to that as well, I mean, the part owners of Bricklet itself, we have Mervac, Stockland, realestate.com.au, and also News Corp as shareholders in Bricklet.
Sounds like a bit of a racket.
So, you know, I mean, we've got very, very credible, you know, backers.
Yeah,
so,
totally, totally.
In the industry.
Yeah. And I mean, those, you know, Stockland and Mervac, I'm sure they build houses and, you know, sell them through Bricklet.
Yep.
Like, you know.
That's the plan.
Let's get real. Like, and this is the transparency, guys. Like, everyone is out there to make money. I'm really sorry, but when you go to your medical specialist, yes, they're a medical specialist, but they're charging you $300 for a 15-minute meeting because they're not doing it because they're running a charity. Everyone makes money. That's okay. So, and but this is why we just have to have these real talk conversations of how the world works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Darren's kind of squirming, but he's good. He's good.
If you're after personal financial advice, don't get it from a podcast. If you would like help based on your own personal situation, head over to sortyourmoneyout.com, click get help, and we'd be happy to introduce you to one of our trusted advisors. Our panel of advisors, mortgage brokers, and accountants work with clients all over Australia so they can connect with you wherever you are. That's sortyourmoneyout.com and click get help.
So, Darren, for me, and this is why it goes to strategy, I've got my home and a mortgage, got a couple of investment properties with mortgages. I'm like, I don't want any more debt in my life.
Yep.
I'm done with it. But it's appealing to me to cash flow direct property exposure throughout Australia without the debt.
Yep.
And that's why it was appealing for me when I said, do you have any freehold properties coming up?
Yeah.
And I'm like, sweet. Well, if I can buy 25 grand worth of direct property, you know, out in regional New South Wales.
Yep.
If it stacks up with, you know, talk to John, like, yeah, that's a good region or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll jump in.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, so we have a lot of people that, you know, not only are they just buying it for the first time, you know, helping them get on the property ladder, but also people that have that portfolio, you know, or, you know, they might only have their own home and, you know, mortgage. And given, you know, where we are at the moment with, you know, prices have gone up, you know, a lot of people have got this extra bit of equity, but they don't want to stretch themselves to the next investment property. So they can actually, you know, draw down on their mortgage 100 grand and buy some more property.
And just for further transparency, I told Darren once, I'm like, just give me a Bricklet. But no, they paid to be a tour partner. And if I want a Bricklet, I've got to pay for it, which is all cool. So anything else you want to add to this discussion?
Yeah, I think just, you know, so just on that around the lending part, I mean, you know, we've got, as an example, one of our customers that, you know, she's 21. She's just got a loan to buy two Bricklets. She now owns property in Sydney and Brisbane, you know, and she's well on her way to, you know, to growing a property portfolio. You know, I couldn't even imagine, you know, when I was 21 back in uni days, even
the
considering
world was black and white then, wasn't it?
Even considering property.
Okay. So just on that, she got a loan to buy a Bricklet.
Yeah.
What's the deal there?
So we've got lending partners that are, you know, that provide loans for Bricklets, and effectively it's like a personal loan.
Okay, so it's not a secured loan?
Correct, yeah.
So what's the interest rates?
For these ones, start at about 5.9%.
Okay, so it's not savage.
Correct.
It's kind of like low doc interest rate.
Yeah, it's low enough that, you know, I mean,
because I was about to say, well, we're freaking cutting this part off the podcast if it's 19% interest rate.
Yeah, no, it's nothing like that. It's not like you're getting a credit card to go and buy a Bricklet, so, which obviously you could, but, you know.
And this is it. Like, it's so weird because I'm like really struggling, right? Because I think I said to you on the phone when I chatted before I went to New Zealand, I'm like, something about, you know, oh, I'm not sure about the loans to buy the Bricklet and all that stuff. Like, and this is just me processing this like everyone else. It's like, okay, why have I got my back up with people borrowing 25 grand to buy a property when I borrow money to buy a property?
Yeah.
But it's the full house.
Yeah.
So this is why, because it's so new, our own, I guess, conscious bias or whatever the psychology of it is,
yep.
It's just, it can take a while to catch up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, when people are borrowing to buy a Bricklet, you know, it's not a 30-year mortgage either. You know, it's a 5 to 7 year loan.
Right.
You know, so you're getting in front very quickly. And if you can afford to pay it off sooner, even better.
Yeah.
You know, and start building.
I guess the kicker is it's not going to be a 2% interest rate.
Yeah.
Although.
But then on that, it's not a significant difference, right? It's yeah, only, you know, yeah. $40, $50 difference.
And I would be surprised if you guys couldn't get a major lender on board in your world at some point.
Oh, absolutely. We're already working through some of the lenders to provide secured loans around yeah. Bricklets, and that will be something that, you know, we'll announce hopefully sometime later this year, and that will be, you know, again, just a really good step in the journey.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know, at the risk of just overkilling this point, like for me personally, I like this discussion because I can just ask crap.
Yeah.
Because it's just so new.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just wild. And I guess over time, you'll be having more properties come online all around Australia.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Right across Australia. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, Darren, you sent me an email the other day telling me about Brick Nation.
Yeah.
What's Brick Nation?
Yeah, that's our event that's coming up in July. It's on 24th of July in Sydney. It's at the Convention Centre.
Right.
And what it really is it's like a celebration, actually, of innovation in property. And we're going to have some big speakers there that are, you know, big in the industry. We've got realestate.com.au there. We've got Stockland and many others that will be talking about, you know, the new ways of property and some big announcements coming out of there as well. Mm. And, you know, it's quite an exciting event. It'll be 500 plus people. You know, hearing about all these different ways, you know, not just about Bricklet, but about, you know, what are the future trends and the ways that people can now get on the property ladder earlier, build a much more diverse portfolio. You know, we'll have some SMSF specialists talking about, you know, how property is different in superannuation. There's a lot of kind of interesting pieces that'll be on there.
Mm. Okay, so is it going recorded or streamed or anything, or is it just Sydney at this stage?
Yeah, it's just Sydney at this stage. We're going to record it. This is obviously the first time we've done a big event like this, so it's going to be quite exciting. We'll record it and release that out as well. Mm. And, you know, really excited about it. In fact, we might even offer out some free tickets to, you know, to your listeners.
Well, that's on the 24th of July. Maybe we can give some away at the Sydney event.
Yeah,
the Sydney
good.
Tour on the 2nd of July.
Absolutely.
Because you'll be there yourself.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's it. Like, if you are in Sydney and you are coming to the live event, there may or may not be a special offer. And I dare say, go with me here, Darren. If someone reaches out to you or your team and says, I wasn't at a live event but heard about a special offer,
yep.
You might be able to tell them.
Yeah, absolutely. Discreetly. Absolutely. You all know, right. If someone reaches out, you just reach out to us at all Bricklet. Right. And
because it's an exclusive offer that you've got for anyone who comes to the live event.
Yep.
See, this is why I'm good. I represent my people, you know what I mean? Like, yep. Oh, you're never going to work with us again. Yeah, cool. So, Sydney, 24th of July, if you're interested in property.
Yep.
At all.
Yep, property or just growing your wealth through property. You want to hear about all the latest trends and you're just interested in...
Is there a cost?
It's $49 for the ticket or it's $79 for a double.
Yeah, cool.
And, you know, it's going to be a really good day around, you know, talking about just new ways of really kind of growing your wealth or just getting into that property market, which, you know, everyone is kind of interested in at the moment.
Yeah, cool. Oh, well, just Google Brick Nation, everyone, and check it out. Just on the ownership, so can I use, if for those who do have a self-managed super fund,
yep.
There's no issue with buying a Bricklet through the self-managed super
no,
fund?
No, not at all. In fact, you know, it's around half the clients that we have at the moment buy through their self-managed super fund. And I mean, it's really easy because it is direct property. Mm. And so there's no kind of catches to it. You don't need to get a mortgage and kind of worry about all the structures you've got to put together for it. It's literally, you know, if you have cash in your self-managed super, you can buy, you know, Bricklets.
And this is it. Like, so one of the, you know, the property in regional New South Wales that you guys are doing that's there, you know, if it was $25,000 for a Bricklet, your super fund could buy two bricklets for 50 grand.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, one of the things we're going to be launching very soon is a portfolio as well. So there'll be like a Sydney-Brisbane portfolio and kind of grouping them together and also being able to offer some kind of special deals around those as well.
Interesting. Yeah. And this is it. Like, I just think because it is so new, it's just really hard to get our head around it.
Yeah. Just think smaller pieces of property, right? It's kind of like a mini investment property, you know, and just don't think of it as part of a whole bigger one.
Because all the principles apply.
Yeah, absolutely.
It all flows through.
It's kind of like thinking, okay, I own an apartment, right? Yeah. You don't think I own a piece of the building.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, true. All right, Darren, thank you so much for being open and transparent.
No worries. Thanks for having me on. It's been great.
No, that's fine. And I would say like we do get pitched a lot of brands and, you know, I'm pretty brutal. Darren's been on the other side of my brutalness before because, you know, we just have to have a good level of rigor to have people use our platform.
Yep.
And that's why it's just, it's legit. You can buy real property. And if you do want more information, there's a link in the show notes.
Yep.
If you do reach out before the end of the tour, just tell someone I was at the tour, and even if you weren't, it will all be good. So, Darren, thank you so much. You can check out Bricklet wherever you buy your bricklets.
Thanks, Glenn.
All right, bye.
Bye.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast.
My Millennial Money supports A21, a charity focused on abolishing slavery and human trafficking all over the world. Check out a21.org.au for more info. If you would like some other giving options, or if you're unsure about which charity you can support, head to thelifeyoucansave.org.au.
This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.